Blog Talk Radio.
It is 11:04 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here in the San Francisco Bay Area, and it is currently 60 degrees and cloudy, and it is a high today of 70, and it is currently, the humidity-wise, 80%, southwesterly winds at 14 miles an hour, air quality is good, visibility is 9 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 10%. Oh, my goodness. And man, it is going to be a low tonight of 55 degrees here in the San Francisco Bay Area. And how are you, my dear beloved brother, the great state of Ohio today, Miamisburg?
Yes, sir. We in the house. What can I say? That's a good weather report, Brother Chris. I love that. I believe Brother Chris knows how our weather here in Miamisburg, Ohio. I'm looking outside. I was, and it looks sunny and warm today. Praise the Lord. I am so thankful for a good day like we're having today. But it wouldn't be possible if the Lord did not want it to happen. So if he wanted it to happen, it's going to happen. We are so blessed that the Lord woke us up this morning, blessed us with another day that none of us have never witnessed before, giving us a second chance, another chance to make it right with him, another chance to live close with him and to walk close with him. Praise the Lord that he did. And Brother Chris going to bring us a good lesson today. A lesson he should have brought Thursday, Friday, but he bring it today. Praise the Lord. It seemed like everything go today. Praise the Lord. And his lesson going to be everyone treasure something. Taken from Matthew 6:19-21 and Colossians 3:1-2. So get your Bibles ready so that you can go along with him, or read along with him when we get to that section of the show. Praise the Lord.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Romans chapter 12, verse 9 and 10. Let love be without hypocrisy and pure, which is evil. Cling to that which is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference one another in honor. Amen. So that's a blessing.
Amen.
You got
very
to
much
that, Brother Oscar.
You got to. You got to, Brother Chris. You know, that's what the church is supposed to be about. We're supposed to be about love and caring for one another. And if we don't do that, the church is in danger, isn't it, Brother Chris? If we don't love each other, praise the Lord.
Yeah, it's in trouble.
I'm glad you said
if you don't
that.
Love
it's
each other, then what's going to happen is going to create insurrection among itself, and the church will destroy itself.
Amen.
Destroy itself, and we'll go into exile.
Hey, Brother Chris said it, not me. And he's right, my people. He is correct. So we better start loving around here. Yes, sir.
That's right. That's right.
We are going to get into our next selection. It's coming up, Brother Chris. We're going to... Our next selection is Terry Mays and Company. I really love the Lord. Terry Mays and Company. I really love the Lord.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. Here we go. Thank you. That was Terry Mays and Company. I really love the Lord. And my listeners, if you really love the Lord and have faith in him, he would definitely give you the victory. Whatever you are going through, you will make it through. We just have to have faith. And Jesus said, if you have faith as the size of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. And if you ever see the mustard seed, Brother Chris, that mustard seed is so small, you can't hardly see it. And here Jesus said, all we need is faith just that small, and we'd be all right.
Right. That's right. That is right. That is so correct, my friend. That's why the inspired writer says that, to sum it all up, Brother Oscar, in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, it says, all of you be harmonious, sympathetic,
yes, sir.
Brotherly,
yes,
kind-hearted, humbled in spirit.
Mm-hmm. Amen, Brother Chris.
Got to be.
Sound like me. Got to be, Brother Chris. We got to be.
Amen.
But I love that song. Terry Mays and Company does a good job. I really, really
That's
love
right.
the Lord. And all the Lord done for us, who can't? We got to love him. He died on the cross for us. He died on the
right.
cross for you and for me, audience, and we must love the Lord. Our next lesson, we love this song. The Acapella Company, Holy, Holy City. Acapella Company, Holy, Holy City. Let me see here, Brother Chris, where we going here?
Right, take your time.
Here we go. Yes, sir. Here we go. Holy City. Wow. I love that, Brother Chris. Acapella Company, Holy, the Holy City. And if you want to be a part of that Holy City, you must be in the body of Christ. You must be in the family of God if you want to be in that Holy, Holy
right.
City.
Amen. That's right.
Waiting for Brother Chris. Brother Chris.
All right. Yes, sir, man. That's Brother, yeah, that was a wonderful song. Yeah, you know, and so we got to get to that city, but the way we're going to get there is that we just got to love the Lord and love him with all our heart and strive to do so and to put him first, let him be the center of your life. And
amen,
also,
Chris.
we got to love the church, love the brotherhood. So then we have opportunity. Let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. That is
amen.
Correct, Apostle
that
Paul.
That is correct.
That's right.
That's
church in Galatia.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're getting ready to go to our hour of prayer. If you have a prayer request that you want to call in, the number is 657-383-0883. We're getting ready to go into our hour of prayer, our prayer time. And that number is 657-383-0883. Call your request in. If you have a request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, call it on in. If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, call it on in our prayer time, sweet hour of prayer.
Thank you.
That was the acapella group Radiant Sweet Hour of Prayer. And if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number to call is 657-383-0883. It was the Apostle Paul who writes in Philippians 1, beginning with verse 8, "For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in the knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense to the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God." Brother Chris.
Father God, we thank you once again, Lord, for being so gracious unto us to experience another weekend, to start off another work week day, Father, this Monday. Father, we thank you, Lord, for just being so wonderful to us and allowing us to still be on this time side of life to experience, Father, the beauty of your holiness, Father. We pray, Father, a special prayer, Father, for those that are experiencing different events in their life, Father, maybe challenges, maybe they've been victims of a violent crime or through some natural disasters such as flooding or severe weather, Father, or earthquakes, Father. We pray for those and those that are involved in recovery efforts, Father, to help those that are in time of need. And Father, we pray for the body of Christ that we can strive, endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We also, Lord, pray for our elected officials, Father, from the White House, the Trump administration, and all the elected politicians and those that are campaigning for office, Father, that within their agenda that they can strive to elect policies and legislation for more tranquility, peace, and goodwill for all people, Father. We also pray for other countries around the world that, Father, that we pray for their leaders, and we pray that they will enact legislation that will permit the spirit of Christianity and the religion of Christ, Father, to be able to affect their culture and to bless them with salvation, Father. We also pray, Father, for those incarcerated. We pray that perhaps programs like this on social media, Father, will be able to lead them and point them in the way of Jesus Christ and salvation. We also pray for those that have departed from the faith, Father, that need encouragement while they're on this time side of life to point them back to the cross, that, Father, that we as members of the churches of Christ, Father, can be able to reach those that need to come back like the prodigal son, Father, to come back and to align their lives back as a father shows compassion to his erring son, Father, that they can receive salvation through the blood of Christ and repent and to work out their salvation and be faithful unto death like we all are commanded, Father, and that we may have an opportunity to inherit and to make our election sure in the heavenly portals to be with you throughout eternity. We pray this prayer, Father, for all, and thanking you, Father, for life and godliness. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen, amen. Brother Chris, good job, Brother Chris. Brother Chris, always know
my
how
pleasure
to approach the throne of grace. Thank you again, Brother Chris. And we hope our listening audience that you prayed along with him and that he prayed for something that was on your mind. We are going to go into testimonial moments at this moment.
Amen.
Testimonial moments. And if you have a testimony that you want to share with our listening audience, call it in. This is the time to call in your testimony. If you want to testify and have a story that you want to share that can help someone out there that's struggling, this is the time to do it now. This is testimonial moments. And here we go. Testimonial moments.
Let it roll.
Yes, sir. If you have a testimony that you want to share with our audience, the time to call in is now. The number is 657-383-0883. If you have a story that can help our listening audience go through something that they are going struggling through, call it in. The time to call in your testimony is now. And as we just said, we're supposed to love each other. And we're supposed to help each other. That is the reason why God died for the church, so that we can be together as one and help each other on this face of this earth as we live and walk in this Christian life. And as always, Brother Chris, we always said, me and Brother Chris, for this show,
yes, sir,
we are putting a snap in your Christian walk. We're trying to help you also to face those tough times. If you know what I'm talking about. And I know you know what I'm talking about. So we have no one to call in. It's our sponsorship time. And you know, my listening audience, what I'm getting ready to ask. If you can sponsor our show here, any amount would do, $1, $10, $20, $30 a month, whatever your finances can bear. Help us out here. Help us to keep chatting from the word. Chatting about God's word and on the air. Please do that. And churches, you can get involved too. Put us in your budget for 20 and 19. We appreciate it.
That's correct.
We need help, as you can see. We need help with our audio and everything else.
That's right.
You care about God's word, if you care about lost souls, because this show is definitely reaching the lost. Help us out here at Chatting from the Word. I'm on PayPal. You can send it through PayPal and OscarYork3443@gmail.com. But if you're having problems sending it that way, contact myself, Brother Chris. And if you want to send it any other kind of way, contact us. As I said, my email address is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And myself and Brother Chris, we're also on Facebook. If you want to talk to us, then you're welcome to do that. And I do have a web page, OscarYorkPublishing.com. Visit my web page. Last week, I had over 200 visitors to visit my web page. But no one ordered a book. I do have a bookstore on my web page. Order a book. I have authored 2 books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sell for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendships, which also sell for $21.50. And if you want to purchase both books are $43, and proceeds will go towards Chatting from the Word. And you know my motto, when you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power, Brother Chris.
You can reach me at lowercase e06915@gmail.com. You can reach our brother Oscar and I, as he alluded to momentarily ago, on Facebook and Messenger. We both have our separate accounts, and if you have anything pertaining to what we air on the show that you like to give us your opinions of the show, give us if you have any constructive criticisms, or if you have any testimonies that you would like to share, or any belief questions in the Bible, or if you have anything you need clarification on regarding doctrine or Christian ethics. That's why Brother Oscar and I are here on this show, to aid your spiritual walk and point you in the way of Jesus Christ. We're also on LinkedIn.com, and we also on Twitter. We download the recordings of this show on Twitter. And we're also, you can listen to the show on Facebook or chatting from the Word Forum. We have the download of the program on that group Facebook page as well, and other Church of Christ groups. So we encourage you to tune in and listen to the show, and perhaps something may be an aid to you. And we hope that we, as Brother Oscar always say, we can put a snap in your Christian walk, because we, as members of the Churches of Christ, we believe in the accuracy, the validity, the prophecy, and the authenticity of the sacred scriptures of God, or the inspiration of the Bible. So we're going to point you to the scriptures on every doctrinal matter that you may have, and that we're going to let God give you those answers to your questions that you may have. Because after all, it's not going to be Brother Oscar's opinion or Brother Chris's opinion or somebody's creed or some other denominational teaching. It's going to be, thus said the Lord, because we all must stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of all the deeds that are done in this life, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. So we want to point you to Christ. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
Amen, Brother Chris. And we're trying our best to do that. Let me remind our listening audience that they are listening to Chatting from the Word, Blog Talk Radio, and we are glad that you're listening to us, and we hope that we're putting a snap in your Christian walk.
Amen.
We're glad to do it.
That's correct. Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Before Brother Chris come with the message, a good one too. Everyone treasure something. Taken from Matthew 6:19-21 and Colossians 3:1-2. So everybody, get your Bibles out so that you can follow along with Brother Chris when he bring the message. All right? Our next selection will be Falling in Love with Him, led by our own Chris Turner. We love Chris Turner around here. That Chris Turner,
that's
Brother Chris,
right,
can sing.
He sure can. He can preach too.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Yes,
all
he
right
can. And here we go.
Thank you.
Was Chris Turner. I keep loving him over and over again. I keep falling in love with him over and over again. You know something, Brother Chris? That goes along with your message this afternoon, this morning, whatever.
Everyone treasures
something. Everyone loves something
that they
treasure.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying, Brother Chris? So our own Brother Chris, our own brother, we have a Chris Edwards here. Not Chris Turner. Probably can sing like Chris Turner. Can you sing, Brother Chris?
I can sing, but maybe not on that level. But
I hear you. But brother, our own Brother Chris Edwards is going to bring the message this morning or this afternoon entitled Everyone Treasure Something, taken from Matthew 6:19-21 and Colossians 3:1-2. So get your swords out, get ready.
Get them out.
Study. Amen. Brother Chris, where are you?
Yeah, I'm right here. We thank you, the audience, for tuning in to Block Talk Radio today. And we want to just leave you with a little word from the Lord and something to encourage you along your spiritual walk of life. And we thank you. And we hope that we can say something to be a blessing to you, as always, Brother Oscar and I. And, you know, the majority of Americans, we value social media and television and television shows very, 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 very much. And in the ratings of these shows, you know, this is just one of 10 things that we value and in America. And the number one out of all is according to just contemporary statistics, is entertainment. You know, we value so much entertainment, and billions of dollars is spent on entertainment each year. You know, whether it's you know, we could go into a variety of different venues, but this is this. And then the next would be dating. People just love dating. Our culture, they just love to date, and women dating men. It seems to be epidemic in our, especially among our young people, is dating. They value that. Value partying. They like partying and drinking alcohol and music. And this is just several things that Americans love to do that is a part of our everyday values, and also sports. I love football, you know, whether or soccer, you know, and the NBA, pro basketball, college sports, you know, and then politics comes in number seven, and then number eight, eating. People love to eat, you know. We love to,
amen.
You know, that's one of the most valuable things in America, in our country, is that we have a whole lot of variety of different foods that we love to eat and for our pleasure. And in different places we like to go, known for eating, known for tradition of eating and certain types of foods. And also business. Number nine, business is a pursuit of happiness in life for a lot of Americans. Obviously, money matters to most of our lives and business, and what provides money. So Americans truly believe in business, which is why business is so heavily done in the United States, and also international commerce, and a lot of countries that do business with America depend upon America, you know, exports. Now, and sad to say, the last number 10 would be religion. You know, it says that Americans would love to give value to religion. Millions of Americans worship regularly, it says. The report suggests that Americans spent billions of dollars on religious causes, such as, you know, people that are victims of natural disasters, such as flooding and severe weather. And whatever needs that they have, and extending a helping hand to help people that are in need in the name of God. But when it comes to values and our moral values, values are rules in which we make decisions whether about right and wrong, should or shouldn't, or good or bad. And they tell us in which more or less important, which is useful when we have trade-off one value over the other. It's beliefs in a person or a social group in which they have an emotional investment in. Because we all have values. Some of us may have less values or more values. Some of us may be very conservative in our values.
Yeah.
When it comes to valuing our morality, morals and having, you know, social element and tending to having a broad acceptance, you know, people have different levels of morality. Some want to be more socially accepted with the masses, so they're going to go with the flow. Their standards and morality might be different than you and I. So morals are far, it says they're far more about good and bad than other values. So we judge others more strongly on morals than values. A person can be described as immoral, yet it is no word for them not following values. So motivation in morality is based on ideas of right and wrong. All right. So when it comes to everybody treasures something or values something. When we think of the passage in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21, in which Jesus is talking on the Sermon on the Mount, and he's going over some Beatitudes and also some important things that he's letting his Jewish followers know. He says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal." Verse 21, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." So when we think of our values, our things that we treasure, like is stated in verse 21, it says, "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." That's a very profound statement by our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. The term treasure is where he focuses on for the moment. There's Greek lexicon of the Greek New Testament says that it comes from a term, thesaurus, which denotes a treasure store or storehouse for precious things, properly store up riches, including thoughts store up in your heart or mind. It literally is a receptacle of valuables. This lesson is based on values clarification. Where are our values? Do we really value spiritual things, like the Lord had alluded to, in comparison to earthly things? All of us naturally value beautiful homes, premium cars we like to drive, or we admire their craftsmanship. Maybe a houseboat or owning our own business venture, just to name a few things. But do we value the kingdom of God? Do you think of the kingdom of God as just merely ham hocks, black eyed peas and rice and hot water cornbread? Maybe some do, Brother Oscar. But do we value it in the spirit of God? How do we value the kingdom when it comes, or how do we think of the kingdom? Is it a pie in the sky? But in the epistle of the church to Colossae, when the Apostle Paul wrote to the Colossians, the Apostle Paul had indicated in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, and we're going to go there and see what the Apostle Paul has to say when he had wrote one of his prison epistles to the church at Colossae. And we're going to read that right now. Paul says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God." Number 2, verse 2. "Set your affections on things above and not on things on the earth." Well, why did Paul say that? Because Paul is indicating that by setting our affections on things above and not on things on the earth, we do place our value on our soul when we do that, on spiritual values, on the things that are important that God wants us to value. This is a very good question to ponder on, isn't it? How do we value our souls? Can we lose our souls? Absolutely. If we don't have proper value on spiritual things instead of carnal things or natural things. So let us evaluate our values. This is a lesson on values clarification, and I'm going to quickly bring the invitation. You've heard the word of the gospel of Christ. You've heard these truths of God on values. Do we value the things that are important that God wants us to value? If you believe that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, do you value what he offers to all mankind, all humanity? If you believe in his message, that he came and died for the sins of the world, he was buried on the third day, was risen from crucifixion on the third day according to the scriptures in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. If you believe Christ and you believe he's the Savior of the world and he wants to save you from your sins, are you willing to repent of your sins? Because repentance is imperative, that God wants us to repent. And Apostle Paul had viewed these Grecian philosophers, the Epicureans and the Stoics, and he was in the marketplace and he was talking about the things concerning the kingdom of God to all these Grecian people in the first century. And when he came up to Mars Hill, a prominent place in Athens where all the philosophers will recite poets in the ancient world, Paul, and then they admired the unknown God. Paul had to reveal to them the unknown God who they were ignorantly reverencing in their own way, in their philosophical thinking. So Paul told them that this God that you admire, he's overlooked your ignorance in time past, but now commands every man everywhere to repent. Repent,
amen.
Change your mind about your life and turn to God, that change your attitude about your life and be willing to surrender your life and your will to Christ. Because we must deny ourselves, and in order to do that, we must be willing to change our attitude about our life and turn to Christ. If you're willing to do that, you are willing to acknowledge the sweetest name on mortal tongue. Just like Paul exhorted those Grecian philosophers in Acts chapter 17 and 30, he's also telling us that if we acknowledge that Christ is the Son of God and willing to live for him, making the center of our life, we are accepting baptism for remission of sins. Acts chapter 22, verse 16. Why tarriest thou? Ananias told the, at that time, Saul of Tarsus, who became the Apostle Paul later, when he in his conversion, he said, get yourself baptized. Get your sins washed away. Call it on the name of the Lord. Don't wait around. This is your soul at stake. Are you willing to do that? If you're willing to do that, you are added to the New Testament church. You contact the blood of Christ by immersion in the watery grave of baptism, and he cleansed you from every sin that you have committed. And by the blood of Christ, he's adding you to the New Testament church. You're purchased by the blood of Christ, Acts chapter 20, verse 28, and that you are a new creation, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Every man that is in Christ is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. You are added to the church that you can read about in the Holy Scriptures, the New Testament church, the body of Christ. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
That is correct, Brother Chris. Nice job. I love that. Everyone treasure something. What do you treasure? Do you treasure
right.
your soul? Do you want salvation? Do you love the Lord?
Yeah.
So right. what do you treasure? And I hope if you treasure the Lord, if you have not became a member of his family, that you do that. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the bountiful blessing that you brought with him. We pray for the message. We thank you for the message that Brother Chris prayed. And we hope and pray that others may respond and be a part of the body of Christ. We pray for each listener. We pray that they have a wonderful, wonderful day. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. As always, it was nice chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. Bye-bye. See ya.
Bye bye, everybody. God willing.
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow. Keep the faith.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.